Brothers Ihab and Abdul Tamimi have spent most of their lives traveling with their family between homes in Tucson and on the Palestinian West Bank. Elder brother Ihab, a graduate student in biomedical engineering at the U of A, describes the different experience that the holy month brings with it.
Generally, the way Ramadan affects things in any majority Muslim country is that it really kind of controls the city, controls the flow of the city. You'll find as the fast comes to an end, the city slows down. It's kind of a rush hour where everybody heads home because the way it works is breaking your fast or iftar is usually a family event. All the family members get around. Sometimes multiple family members, very large gatherings will happen. And so you'll find that throughout the day, you can feel Ramadan. Ramadan really, you can sense it in the air a lot more.
The purpose behind the fast is to bring focus and recognition of one's daily dependency on material needs, but that is not just limited to food and drink.
It's really kind of abstaining from the material aspects, from your dependencies, removing yourself from all those material dependencies, recognizing your own mortality, how much of this life, food and drink that one actually needs. And one will find that, especially at the time that you break your fast, is that a simple date and a simple glass of water is enough to actually bring you to full energy again.
Younger brother Abdul is a student at Catalina Foothills High School. He says that the whole family is expected to respect the fasting aspect of Ramadan and learn from the experience.
Any child is expected to participate. However, they allow them to maybe break their fast in the middle of the day because children aren't as tolerant as the adults. For me personally, I remember I'd fast up until lunchtime and then I'd break it from there. But as I've grown in middle school and high school, I'd fast out throughout the day.
Abdul shares one of the insights that he's gained from observing Ramadan throughout his life.
Sometimes I forget how much we are really dependent on food and drink and how much I sometimes take it for granted, really. For me, I personally eat a lot. So Ramadan's really a wake-up call to remind me of how lucky we are to have all this food available. And it's just, especially when you see it, the food that's available to you or the water that's available to you and you can't get it, it's really a powerful effect.
While attending classes at the U of A, Ihab Tamimi has also participated in annual fastathons, which are open to followers of all religions.
The Muslim Students Association at the University of Arizona has two primary objectives. The first one is to give Muslim students on campus a place to go and people to interact with you know, who have similar beliefs, similar religious affiliation. And the second is to spread awareness about Islam in a primarily non-Muslim campus. And so the fastathon specifically aims to give students on campus a chance to fast at least one time, to experience what it is to be a Muslim fasting, and also to feel with other people. And fastathon specifically will give these students the chance to also donate the money that they would have eaten to a better cause, usually the food bank.
There's a link for more information about the Muslim Student Association's fastathon on our website at azpm.org. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Mark McLemore.